Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with John Salamone, Executive Director of the Chief Human Capital Officers Council at the Office of Personnel Management. Also joining us in our conversation is John Kaminsky, Senior Fellow at the IBM Center for the Business of Government. John, can you talk a little bit about the role the Council plays in the area of emergency planning? You alluded to this a bit earlier. Specifically in the areas of preparing for the pandemic threats or responding to natural disasters such as Hurricane Katrina?
I'd be happy to. And actually, as I had indicated, the subcommittee was extremely instrumental to OPM when we were working on our human capital guidance for pandemic influenza. And listeners can go to www.opm.gov/pandemic to pull up our human capital guidance, and they'll see what OPM has been working on and the guidance that we've delivered to the community. But I'll say that not only with the human capital guidance for pandemic influenza, the council was extremely helpful during Hurricane Katrina. Now, that was prior to my tenure on the staff of the council. But OPM Director Springer held several conference calls immediately following Hurricane Katrina to discuss with the council members existing personnel flexibilities to help the employees out in the Gulf region. And actually, there's a summary of those conference calls and what was discussed on the council's website on our documents page. And it'll detail, you know, what the council members talked about and things that we were working on to really help the employees in that region.
John, the council has been in existence for, 4 years now. What challenges did OPM and the agencies face to get it off the ground, and how has the council evolved to respond to those challenges?
I think, John, that's a great question, and with your background in government, you know that whenever you start anything new in government, it's always difficult to start from the ground up. My predecessor, Mike Davila, who was the executive director prior to my tenure, really did an outstanding job setting up the council, starting from scratch and getting a very solid foundation in place. My goal, really, when I came on board, looked at my roles and responsibilities as the executive director, set some, you know, short-term and long-term goals for myself. And really, my long-term goal is to make sure that I'm doing everything that I can to build on that foundation, work with the director of OPM, work with the council members, work with our stakeholders to raise awareness and secure that positive legacy for the council so that the next generation of chief human capital officers that come in have a good, solid foundation and know that they're coming into a council that serves a wonderful purpose for the human resources community and has done some very good and innovative things for the community, and they can take it and build upon our successes.
Mm-hmm. Well, in doing that and looking down to the out to the future, how does the council stay current on human capital issues, and what role do you guys play in anticipating or planning for future trends?
That's a very good question, and actually it's to Director Springer's credit, she's changed the structure of the council meetings to make sure that we have more engagement and more involvement from the chief human capital officers. And beginning with the January meeting this year, we are breaking the meetings. There are 2-hour meetings, and they happen. We have 6 meetings a year. They occur every other month. The first hour of the meetings really is to focus on the business of the council. OPM will give briefings on cutting-edge issues that are coming up or things that we're working on at OPM. The subcommittees will conduct briefings. But that last hour is really for the chief human capital officers to volunteer and discuss cutting-edge topics that they have going on in their agency. For example, our March meeting, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, Dr. Reginald Wells from the Social Security Administration is going to talk about Social Security's distance learning process and how they've implemented a strong distance learning procedures for the Social Security Administration, something that we can share as a best practice at the council, something that fits in very well with the mission of our Learning and Development Subcommittee, something that we hopefully will be able to showcase at the end of the year in a best practices document.
John, along the same lines, one of the trends that we're seeing is this transformation of the human resource workforce from what was traditionally a transactionally based organization to a more strategic business partner. Can you talk a little bit about what the council is doing to address this transformation, but more importantly, to ensure that the HR workforce has the necessary competencies?
Al, that's a great question, and I alluded to it a little bit before with the human resources line of business dialogue that we were having. And actually, this particular issue dovetails very well with the HR line of business. Our human capital subcommittee is working on this very problem, and you know their mission is to make sure that we have the skills and competencies in the human resources community to serve as a strategic consultant for federal agencies and making sure that we're hiring a new generation of human resources professionals that have those competencies to serve as a consultant.
John, we started the show talking a little bit about your background and your experience on the Hill and at OPM, which shows a real commitment to public service. What advice would you give to a person, perhaps a person still in college, who is interested in a career in public service?
Al, I'm happy you asked that, and I will have to say that I have been extremely fortunate, very lucky, and I am extremely honored to have served in all of the positions that I've had, starting in Senator D'Amato's office part-time 3 days a week, making $9,000 a year. I know I was not going to get rich, but I knew that it was a wonderful experience. I would not trade one day of my 15 years of federal service for anything. I'm sitting here with you today. I never in my wildest dreams would have imagined that I would be, on the radio talking about very important human capital issues that are facing the federal government. I would say to college students out there, give the federal government a chance. You could rise up very quickly, make an impact, and really do a great service to your nation by serving as a federal employee. And, I think that I'm going to work as hard as I can to continue my federal service, and we'll see where this job takes me. But I'm very excited about the future, and I think all the college students that are out there, really think about it, because federal service is a noble profession, and you'll have an opportunity to do great things for the United States.
That's fantastic, and with that, we hope that the next Gallup poll shows a couple more points increase in that 34% population.
Hope so.
John, we have unfortunately reached the end of our time. I do want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule, but more importantly, John Kaminsky and I would like to thank you for your 15 years of dedicated service to our country.
I appreciate that, Al. John, thank you very much for the opportunity to come here today. If any of your listeners are looking for information on the Chief Human Capital Officers Council, they can visit our website at www.chcoc.gov. And in addition to, they can go to the OPM website if they're interested in the Office of Personnel Management at www.opm.gov. And finally, for those college students or those of you in the audience that are interested in federal employment, please visit our website, www.usajobs.gov. And there you will find vacancy announcements and job opportunities that are available to you in the federal government.
Fantastic. Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with John Solomon, Executive Director of the Chief Human Capital Officers Council at the Office of Personnel Management. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.